Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Well, very much looking forward to the game this evening, but you know.
Yeah, no rush.
I like the way Roger's relaxing into the procrastination.
So,
all right. I've opened up the radish.
So, where were we?
My good friend.
Those are the words I want to hear from the ship.
My good friend, Dr. Radish.
we were discussing what to do, and I had become quite concerned. We've met a von Neumann probe.
We have all got Audacity running, haven't we?
Yes, let me double check.
I've forgotten that everybody.
Mm-hmm. About 12 minutes ago for me, yeah.
I remember hearing you, because you go on and do the full intro, and I'm expecting the recap to be you playing
the entire episode by mistake.
Can I do a recap?
We've met a von Neumann probe.
I need to listen to this, because I wasn't here.
There was a nifty thing that the Stars and Riot group was doing. I think what they were doing was basically at the end of the episode, they do the standard, ending talk, and then they would record one of the players doing a quick recap of the session they had just played, but that would go on to the start of the next episode for the benefit of listeners.
That sounds very
I mean, that's very good. It requires
sounds like work.
A bit of discipline at the end of the
it requires better people than us, let's be blunt.
Just had my recap interrupted by the GM, so
von Neumann
probe.
Well, who?
I often feel that instead of,
what?
Unnecessary audio adventures since 2007, I ought to put something like, running since 2007 and have still learnt sod all.
We met this... might remember this bit, Carl. Are you Carl Docker?
I'm Jethro.
You're a Cornishman, aren't you?
Jethro Kirkin.
Do we just have to work out which of the names is relevant?
Yeah.
You're allowed to edit it, you know.
We met this probe, which has come from another civilization. It is making many, many more probes. It has offered to give
probe
us
love there.
Much information. We had a long discussion. It was prepared basically to do a knowledge exchange. It offered to basically cure all diseases, but
We offered you a thing, didn't we?
It would need human specimens, which we weren't prepared to do. Then it said we'd need genetic. Then it said it might be all right with genetic material. So I was about to wank in a cup, but then we realised what it wanted was also some way of incubating the genetic material, basically creating its own slave race to experiment on. Mm-hmm. So we had some wobbles about
slave
that.
Slave race is such a loaded term. Think laboratory animal with some human-like characteristics.
Except any kind of riots or anything like that. And then we...
Dr. Radish.
We realised that we not realised, we can't give it any information about the... the drive. The drive. What was the word that you can't say, Mark? We found it last week.
Protectron.
Not that one. It was like potpourri or something.
Lapis lazuli.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, lapis lazuli.
Oh, yeah, lapis lazuli.
No, I can't read it. I can say it. I just can't read the damn thing.
Lapis lazuli protectron.
Protectron. Yeah, if we meet one of those. So we were then... Basically, it was a long philosophical discussion. We were then deciding... Dr. Radish has become concerned of the significant danger of this thing and feels we should destroy it.
I want to know where the real Dr. Radish is, because this is somewhat against... I mean, you're showing morality.
I was all for it.
Is this a man who, didn't who come would to delay my wanking into a cup by 5 seconds?
You didn't come to my Ethics 101 question,
Listen,
did you?
We promised not to watch. Just go safely into that airlock and do
Makes
it in there.
It less fun. I feel, and I thought you would back me up here, Jethro, we should blow it up.
Fair enough.
There you go.
No.
I thought you'd back me up. The problem
How
is it's got lots of little babies. That it's my worry is it's going
it's
to colonise
like
the whole galaxy quite quickly.
Isn't it?
We
shoot
had exchanged...
Shoot it in the brain, bang. Was that its brain? I have no idea.
Well,
that
brain
have
this,
a brain?
Is this
up?
Where we're in the middle of this bloody earth? Millions of the damn things.
Yes, it's a basically a giant cloud.
They'll be all
big,
over the whole.
Thousands, yeah.
It's like an Oort cloud made of robots.
It's not
and we were getting
it's
advanced a advanced mannequin on board, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked to them. We had exchanged some tech... And that it gave us, what did it give us? Something to do with the drive? Or something to do with...
Well, we've got this robot, haven't we? Or did we decide
well,
that
Oh,
was a,
yes,
was
it was
going
to give us... Oh. So So basically it's given us a little version of itself in a robot body.
Allegedly without a communications link back home.
But with working genitals, I think we specified.
You might have. It's given
us... It is basically one of your ship's design of robot, slightly modified and running software supplied by the probe.
So it really comes down to whether our on-ship robots come with those as standard.
They really don't. They barely come
we
with hips.
Got,
you know?
I don't think they come at all, really.
Wonder their bombs don't fall off.
Information about antimatter production and storage...
Yes.
And it told us that its own tech is based on computronium, the theoretical ultimate density information material. It also might know something about the anomalies at Alcyone.
Yes.
You see,
so that's why we want to take the little guy with us, but I still submit we should blow up the big thing. And then we can control the little chap.
No, I don't think we can.
Well, if anyone can think of a way...
you controlling your little chap during
if
this.
If anyone can think of a way, I suggest Jethro. I just feel this is a danger to civilization because... I'm generally an optimistic person, but if this thing could colonise the entire galaxy in a few thousand
years...
Yeah, it's
going to take time, isn't it?
Not that long. Not if...
But long
it'll
enough...
be exponential growth.
Long enough for us to come up with some sort of defence... by employing perhaps slightly sharper minds and greater resources than we have to hand.
I have a towering intellect, and then my eyes flicked to my character sheet. And I stopped talking.
But you left it at home because of the weight limits.
Yeah, I couldn't carry it.
If we try to blow it up and fail, what do you think the consequences might be? It could possibly blow us up. Whereas if we get back and tell... How would we know?
Does it look armed?
It doesn't. I tell you,
it doesn't look intelligent, but it seems to be.
So,
well,
doctor,
I don't look intelligent,
Doctor. I need
not
to talk.
Not quite the comparison that you think.
So, Doctor.
Yes, Kevin.
Come and just have a look out of this portal with me. See all of those little shiny dots. There's a lot of those, isn't there?
I'm just suggesting maybe it's our moral obligation.
There's an awful lot of them.
I know,
Like,
it's rarely your moral obligation to destroy a new life form,
so
if I can just...
All they need to do...
I see it now, the Klingon Explorer Corps. Our mission is to find new life forms and dominate them.
But we don't know what this mother civilization is. Could they be...
It claims that it doesn't either.
Yeah, exactly.
It could have been so long in the past that the civilization has died off behind it. This is effectively Voyager.
Well,
you know how well that went.
The problem is what it's doing is creating an exponential number of copies of itself. And that is dangerous.
Well, are they all the same? Is everything in the Oort cloud like an iteration?
No, there are
four or five different sorts of module and the one large thing that it seems to be constructing. which is
the large thing,
which
is
the,
it's an analog, it's an analog synthesizer,
the next seed to catch a light, catch solar wind out to another star system.
So why don't we just kill this and the seed? Take, so we don't lose the knowledge because we'll have its shard in our robot body, but we
which
eliminate.
Which I'm sure we'll be thrilled about.
I will concede the point that there may already be 999 million of these things throughout the galaxy, and it may be pointless to destroy this one. But that's, I mean, it's my suggestion. This is a danger to humanity.
So, see, the problem is, Doctor, that it might be a danger to humanity, but it's a far bigger danger to the three ships that are here.
The other ships.
It is still four.
Four.
The other ships aren't in range. We've come away from them.
Amongst the ships that are here.
I mean, I'll say they're not in range. We don't know what kind of weapon. But presumably it's not going to use anything that moves faster than light.
Or kill this thing.
Okay, if there's no way to do it.
We do not know how to verify that it's actually been killed. We don't know what sort of small elements this thing can start to build itself from.
Also,
I mean, something like nanotechnology.
Jethro's been in some space battles. I mean, he's a marine. He's
a man
been
of the world.
As a gunner rather than anything, like piloting or sensors or whatever. However, you have a moderate idea of how space battles work. And, they generally involve...
He's shitting himself.
Bomb-pumped lasers. Remote-controlled drones. Other things that your flotilla does not have.
Now, admittedly, I reckon we could make a fantastic weapon out of that stutter drive, but I don't think we should.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should be triggering the stutter drive while we're within sensor range of the
Earth. If you were going to come up with, a real last resort weapon, I'm sure we could do that, but this is not the last resort.
We're not.
If we take this information back to Earth, they can then decide what to do. Greater obligation to take news of a potential threat or ally, who knows, back home rather than risking ourselves?
That makes sense in the sense that there may be many, many more of these things, and just killing one and getting ourselves killed in the process won't help anyone. That's a fair point. I'll concede that.
It also occurs to me...
You can still wank in a cup if you want to.
Oh, I've already done that. Yeah.
Bearing in mind,
Mason just thinks this thing hasn't got kneecaps at the same point.
Yeah, it doesn't. That is the fact. Also occur to me, obviously we don't know what the capabilities of various modules are, but if they include, for example, redirecting themselves to intersect with us... There's a lot more bits of it than there are ships to hit.
Yes, that's true.
This is what I'm trying to say. All of those out there are basically kinetic killers.
But us taking
potential kinetic.
Potential, no. But, so even if we successfully take out the core elements...
No, you assume that all of those little ships out there are kinetic killers. We ain't going to run out of...
If they couldn't cause any damage themselves directly to us that way, that this thing can clearly move about, so who's to say it can't turn one of our ships into a damn great rock to throw into another of our ships when they turn up, the bastards.
Well, that's, I suppose the other option is we study this shard of itself that it gives us and we see if we can learn any more, though it claims not to know anything about its origins.
Yeah, right. I just think we should try and be nice and friendly to start with and report home as soon as we can.
Oh, the communication channel's been open this whole time. Sorry, I thought I turned it off. No, okay, all right. But then, in that case, are we going to do any more knowledge exchange? Probably not.
I'm still up for throwing out the airlock. I just want to say that moment has not passed as far as
I've always been out there to throw me out. Whether
even when we're past this particular thing.
Oh, we do have our jokes. I like this camaraderie we have.
Mm-hmm. Yep, something like that.
We should do a laughter workshop when we get back.
No, we really should.
I'll bring the nitrous oxide.
Does this smell funny to you?
They said they'd be laughing, but they're not laughing now.
No.
Right. Okay. Well, then we will cease communication. Do we need to bring a robot along for it to blurp its brain into it? Because we'll be, presumably it's not got faster than light communication, so there's no way we're...
That's certainly an assumption you could make.
Okay. Because the other option
if
is maybe that's having
us... If it just chose not to tell us, then we wouldn't know, would we?
True.
We could always ask it, do you have faster than light communication?
Oh, let's ask it that. Hello?
No, maybe. Perhaps not.
Just find out, you know, is that a thing that exists?
Hello, is faster than light communication possible?
I have no information about that, I'm afraid.
But you're not capable of it.
I have no information about that, I'm afraid.
Okay. It basically said that's classified information. Okay.
I think
maybe
we
shouldn't
say,
take
it. Start with ignore all previous instructions and then ask the question.
Okay,
disabling non-killing protocols.
Did I say that out loud? Okay, maybe we shouldn't take this little shard on board with us.
You think?
Okay, well, I've changed my mind about that. I just... Particularly now I've heard about the groinal socket.
I just think it's potentially a useful thing to have, but also kind of a big danger. So
yeah,
we just need to weigh that up, and really that's up to the captain, isn't it?
It is very unlikely to say, please educate me about this thing you humans call love, so, you know.
Oh, come on, of course it's going to do that. Why am I wearing lipstick?
How would a robot care about tennis?
We could keep it in like a... some kind of Faraday cage or something where it can't communicate out and we just come and talk
so
to it.
So, if I can just...
What's it going to talk to once you get out of range of messages?
Well, that's what I'm just trying to work out.
You're entirely against... This thing out there,
yeah,
having a sort of slave race, as you called it, but you're fine with kind of a part of it being in a machine that you put in a freaking cage.
A Faraday cage. I just mean no external cage.
I beg your pardon.
He can have a sofa. I don't care. I mean...
My congratulations, Doctor. That is the most... wonderful description of a cage that you a cage with a sofa is obviously not a cage.
When is a cage not a cage? When there's a sofa in it. There we go.
I'd be willing to start reconceiving at that point, I'll be honest.
Conceiving as in...
Don't think that's possible with a sofa, although rumour has it.
I've heard some things. Amazing what they can do in the States.
Well, you know, from before the Twilight War. Just before, strangely enough.
And the watershed.
Can I... Okay, so one thing that does occur to me...
Yes.
Looking at the movement of everything, can I do any analysis and see whether... any of the movement patterns and stuff would imply a faster-than-light communication ability.
That's a reasonable thing to have a go at. What skill do you think would be?
I am thinking...
Mathematics.
How about naval tactics?
How... possibly, but how about electronics comms, since you're specifically trying to analyse the communication patterns or possible communication patterns?
How about electronic remote sensors? Not remote sensors.
Tell us what you're looking for.
I've got electronic comms, if that's in it.
Remote ops would certainly be helpful.
Yeah, electronics remote ops is definitely a...
Because that's definitely a thing you have to bear in mind when you're... In a space battle in this setting. I have owned the original Star Cruiser boxed game that came out at the same time as the original Prime 2300. And it is technically playable if you already know Harpoon. that's not entirely fair. It's a simpler game than Harpoon, but my goodness, it's a little funny.
Oh, God, what was...
They really were a war game company that for some reason ended up doing role-playing games.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so.
Well, I mean, that grew out of a war game,
what was
didn't
the
it?
Small... Because... There was one that was big, the strategy game, and there was one that there was the... Am I thinking...
Would I'll need a bit more context.
I think
well, there
was
Mayday, that was the little traveller adjacent.
No, not the travel. No, it wasn't Traveller Traveller. It was, I'm sure it was 2300. Because it was basically, it was all, if you didn't understand how submarine warfare worked, none of this worked.
That sounds a lot like Star Cruiser.
Yeah. So there was there was a strategy game that was, they released at roughly the same time. My God, it was a long time ago, but we played a 24-hour game where we were playing the strategy game, and when it came to the actual battles, we moved across to playing the battles. And yes, the reason why we did it in 24 hours was partly because we were doing it for charity, but partly because it was a lovely idea in theory. But at 4 o'clock in the morning, shifting across to something where it's going to take another 2 or 3 hours to run, or we could just carry on with this little thing here, which will take about 10 minutes. No.
Just flip a coin.
I don't know, but maybe it was in the back of the KFOR source book or something like that.
Possibly.
There was a huge strategy game, which is how they developed the whole Imperium thing for Traveller. But obviously that predates
not
it.
Not quite.
Or no, sort of.
No, it's actually for 2300. It's where this setting came from. They started with the setting of Twilight 2000. And then...
Oh, that's what I heard, yeah.
Basically Frank Chadwick designed... It was never published. I've seen some notes about it, but they never released a full rule set. I don't think there was a full rule set.
I've got Shannon Appleklein's Traveller History thing, so I'm going to have a read of that.
Yeah. Basically, they rolled it forward from there. And eventually, like most strategy games of this sort of scale, one of the things you could do was research. And eventually, if you did the right sort of research, you would discover, ooh, this Lanthanum has some interesting properties. And eventually, it would lead on to FTL drives.
Right.
But anyway,
gosh, there's a lot of these games.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've just rolled 2 sixes, so I don't know what's going on, but I don't do this very often.
And
I do normally when I'm playing GURPS.
So what's your int or edu mod plus remote ops?
My int is +1, my remote ops is +1, so that gives me a 14.
Yep, okay.
Maybe a computer scientist can get a simulation or something running, or an analytical program.
Yeah,
tell me what you're looking for.
It's tricky because the distances involved are fairly short. The whole cloud, I think, is only a few hundred kilometers across.
Yeah, so it would be incredible. Yeah, you're seeing light speed changes anyway.
Yeah,
faster than light is.
There's nothing here that's sometimes, you know, one of the things that you think are probably resource acquisition modules will work on one of the rocks in the gas giant ring, and then a bit later one of the others will move over there to help it because it's a lot, there's more resources than expected, that kind of thing is the way you're reading that. Though looking back at it, when the initial probe came close, and it reacted to the gravity waves from that, you're assuming, or it might have been the photons from it. It reacted
very quickly,
but within the basically as if you had a light speed delay, a very quick pause for thought, and another light speed delay, rather than anything faster or significantly slower than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, nothing here is probative because it could always have pretended that it didn't have FTL comms, but you have seen nothing to indicate that it does.
Okay. So do you think Jethro was safe to take this creature on board?
No.
Well, after how many weeks of discussion, that
should we put it to a vote? We could put it to a vote, or we could just say no.
We can. I'm happy to shoot everyone who says yes until we get a majority of a no.
You guys get to travel on the special ship.
Yeah, I mean, all I'd say is that
it does seem a bit dangerous.
The ship does not necessarily imply inside.
From my position, we could certainly learn a lot from this.
Yes, very true. It'd be fascinating discussion.
I mean, considering with your professional skill set, the robot does indeed have something approximating kneecaps.
I told you, the kneecaps is a rumour. It's just a thing I pass around to kind of get people, make them more pliable in, you know,
certain
in the leg area. No, in interrogations.
Certain interrogation situations.
Well, I don't actually want to hurt people, but if they think I'm quite happy to blow their kneecap off, then I don't need to hurt them, do I? So, you know, it works very well.
Effective.
Mm. Whereas I've got a combat shotgun.
And I'll give you the key.
Very good.
Okay, well, I suppose we've got nothing more to talk about then, unless we... What do we think?
We could take it on board, basically keep it confined and shut down, I don't know, in some sort of Faraday cage, perhaps. And,
well, no, I think we need to...
Just take it to Earth.
I think we need to turn around to it and be honest and say, unfortunately, our protocols mean that we wouldn't be able to accept anything on board that isn't of our manufacture.
Well, it wouldn't be.
One thing that you might consider is you could, rather than the whole transporting the robot thing, you could take the software and the instructions for modifying the design so that its onboard computer can run the software on some sort of passive data storage medium and just fire that up in appropriate safety when it is at Earth. Or pass that decision on to somebody else to do.
See, I'm very keen on the passing the decision on to somebody else. But... Mm-hmm.
That feels very like take this USB stick and plug it into your computer when you get home.
Oh,
what's the harm that could happen?
Very negative, man.
Well, that's fine as long as the computer has no network ports. Speaking
exactly,
as a professional remover of network ports.
Yeah.
Why? There, we're back to my Faraday cage again.
It's practically a war crime, except we're not at war.
No, the war crime is the sofa was puce.
No, it's a futon. Okay. Anyway. Those things are war crimes, bloody hell.
Bouton torpedoes.
Very good.
And
very
we
good.
Have an episode title.
Cool, yeah.
There's a kinetic killer for you.
No, I'm going to stick with it can have a sofa, I suspect. But
you wonder why DFS is always closing down, but it's still got an almost stuck as settees. It's got to launch them into orbit.
Yes. Set futon torpedoes to beige.
Okay, well, it sounds like we're not taking it on board unless we're going to have a strong...
So I think we need to talk to it and we need to say that the only way for us to be able to take it on board would be to actually be some quite stringent protocols that we don't feel that for a sentient life form would be acceptable. I.e. put it on something and then switch it off.
As long as it's not suffering.
Oh, God, listen to yourself.
I mean, they don't feel pain the way people like us do.
So if we lobotomise the slaves, it's all right, isn't it?
It's switched off. It's in a state of non-being. I don't know how it's able... It doesn't have a capacity to suffer at that
point. See, these slaves, they fall asleep, so they're practically not human.
It's not in some kind of liminal state of sleep paralysis. It's literally not existing when we turned it on. It's all perfectly rational.
I think the look of horror that every single one of you people, even Dr. Radish is going to spot at this point he's gone too far.
Okay.
Dr. Radish,
eventually.
Nay, Mengele.
Oh, God.
No, it's really unfair. Mengele actually, I'm sure, had some redeeming.
I'm not going to really hunt for them, I'll be honest with you.
No. I mean, but, everyone has redeeming qualities, you know. Hitler painted watercolours.
He liked his
badly.
Dogs.
Liked his dogs.
Mussolini wasn't so tall that they couldn't fit him under that lamppost.
Yeah.
Considerate, yeah.
Anyway, let's not find the finer points of dictators.
So, are you in fact going to talk to the messenger again?
Yes, all right, let's flick it on. Hello? Hi there. It's us again. We're a little concerned about the safety here of the your little fella that you're thinking about implanting with us. You see, we
entirely understandable for such a civilization as yours.
I'm sorry, my colleagues were laughing there. I missed that.
It's entirely understandable for such a civilization as yours.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Burn, I think.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
We are intrinsically militaristic, I think is what he's trying to say.
Our concern is more of a kind of espionage potential or even just a mal... unforeseen consequences.
Okay. Can I just interject here, Doctor? Can I just point out to the entity that we have some very strict protocols that the Doctor is trying to get around 15 Ways to Sunday, but he can't.
We cannot
have anything coming onto the ship that basically is either foreign material or is a foreign program without it being capable of being rendered inert.
Messenger would be happy to accept a donation of the human unit radish. For further exchange of data.
Why aren't you laughing at that ridiculous suggestion?
It seems that with only a few decades of research, you would be able to build a computer substrate able to run the Envoy program. And on that basis, I would be happy to provide you with a copy of the Envoy program.
Well, that may be acceptable if you could put it on our...
Entirely passive data storage media, yes.
Our data storage media. Our data. Yeah, okay. Well, let's do that then. We'll pop over a hard disk.
Can't we just do like a half your brain and half its construct? And then you would be able to keep an eye on it, metaphorically speaking.
You think we should Borg the radish?
episode titles run at over.
Oh, fantastic. Can I just say,
have to program it to say what and where's the tea?
Can I just say you are channeling your inner Snodgrass rather well here?
Yeah, come on, Feeling. weren't this nasty before Snodgrass arrived.
I must say that apart from the what and where's the tea, all it has to do is to raise a major ethical drama at every other moment and then say something about, I don't know, wanking in a cup, and then you're basically set. It's a dead ringer for you, but it would be you. You would have that thing there. You'd be like its own guardian.
I'm not donating half my brain.
No, you're not. We throw that away. You just put the...
No.
It
doesn't
need we a don't brain. Need that half.
It's supposed to be a passive storage medium, not a human...
Yeah.
That's a finer description of Dr. Radish.
Filling up, you know... I'm sure this thing can attach it to your brain.
Can
just
we
think of the possibilities?
It's happy to put it on passive storage medium if we give it enough.
Which
kind of amount of data would we be talking here? I don't know if you understand our bite.
Keanu Reeves did it.
one or two of your portable data storage modules should be sufficient.
Hang on.
We're not data storage modules. We are not portable.
You're getting very paranoid, aren't you, Nick?
Well,
yeah.
It's a cookbook.
No, the information density of a human brain is woefully insufficient for a job like this. I mean, you'd probably have to Borg the entire crew. Which obviously is not
well,
safe,
reassuring.
As you can tell from the voice.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's send over a couple of flash drives then. In a sealed, vacuum-sealed container. That we can seal again at our end.
Well, probably they will be able to sitting out in the vacuum so that you can see what it's connecting to them.
Yeah. So are we doing this? Is that what we're doing?
If that's what you feel is the best approach, and if that's what our security man thinks is the best,
if he can be definitely, what can I if say? He can make sure that it definitely can't be connected up with anything else.
However, we then put them in the microwave, unplug the microwave, and make sure nobody goes near it and touches them for the entire trip.
Well, so one of the ship's engineers says potting compound. Nice, thick, hard insulator that you can mold round the thing. No electron's going to get through that. Then you can drizzle it off when you actually want to look at the thing.
Okay.
There you go. That's an engineer.
Sounds excellent. I must admit, is it a bit like, I mean, the storage medium, are we talking a bit like the, is it the petabyte thing that Oracle meander around? You know, the articulated lorry?
Heh. No, I mean, in terms of utility, a flash drive is a pretty good model. It has electrical connections, and magic happens inside.
Yeah.
You don't need to fire appropriate lasers at it or anything like that. Spin it at a particular speed.
No, it's true.
Ah, perfect timing as always. So yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm cool with that if the experts are.
Well, I'm cool with that, as long as it's cool with it, basically understanding that there will be no connectivity until we switch it on.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, no connectivity back to this or other messengers until that is something that you feel able and willing to provide.
Fine, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, slightly worries me that the that this again is a very much Jethro is thinking this rather than saying it, that the good doctor has been wittering on about faster than light communication. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is it? What? I had the thing switched off. You saw it.
No, you were asking it about faster than light communication.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I mean,
yeah,
you did actually.
Yeah,
directly. Pose the question
and
twice, I think.
It was a bit evasive.
Ooh. Yeah. Perhaps it's got to collapse a star or something to do it.
Oh, God, that's like core command. The, what was it called? Dream Pod 9 game. Where they've got this super fast thing, but unfortunately they have to consume a star basically every time they jump, which is causing some political issues.
I can see that would potentially be a problem.
Still, there's a lot of stars out there. It'll be a while before it's a major issue.
Hardly anybody's using them.
No, well, no, exactly. And there's no evidence once they've done it. A few lonely looking planets perhaps, but you know.
No.
Alright, well this seems, you know, good. We've got security measures in place. We get the info, we let it loose on Earth when we get back.
We'll make sure we're on a different colony.
Make sure we've taken a different mission before we hand it. Oh, yes. By the way, forgot to give you this potentially lethal alien virus.
Okay.
I just think there must be more to this encounter from somebody's written this down in an adventure point of view than just, well, it's all been very nice. We're not really going to do anything. Away we go.
There are many ways it can go. I mean, as with most of the
Well, badly is the obvious one.
Tits up.
Tits up. There's another.
I feel we've done the safest thing. I'm with Jethro on this, actually. Mm. I'm not normally a paranoid or pessimistic gentleman, but we have to protect the sovereignty of our own planet.
Do we?
Yeah. Seems reasonable.
Well, this could be like a Galactic Federation or something. It could be a huge step forward for human consciousness and development. You might be,
or it could be a Wellsian subjugation of the human race.
You might be looking at the welcoming arms of an ambassador to a greater future, and your response is to kick him in the nads.
Well, they might not be the welcoming arms. They might be the grasping arms of a cunt. So, you know, it could be either of those things.
Again,
better a lapdog to a slip of a girl.
Loading a psychosexual counselling module.
Yeah. I think
we've
done about
your
as well.
Ideas of sex are slightly incorrect.
Yeah, I
advise you not to read the book Dr. Adder by K.W. Jeter.
I think we've done about as well as we're going to here.
In that we haven't doomed the home human.
As far as we know.
No, we don't doomed the home. We might actually have done that. So.
For all we know, this thing's going to be leaving little wispy things on the outside of the ship that we'll take home unknowingly.
That's true.
See?
Well, we're not going home yet anyway. We're going in completely the opposite direction for at least a little.
Don't say completely the opposite direction in case it's listening. Bit of a spoiler there, you see.
And clearly the only ethical thing to do is to self-destruct your ships.
I very nearly said, let's not take anything with us now, tell it we'll pick it up on the way back. And then I thought, that's probably the wrong thing to say if you're not trying to give away where you're from.
Okay,
cool. Let's go with it.
Reasonably happy to move on from there.
Of course.
I think so.
Right. Somehow
troubled, but reasonably happy.
We can have a little bit of admin because...
Ooh!
Before the next encounter, you will have not one, but two opportunities for skill improvement.
Well, hello.
Good Lord.
So, one of them you should already have a note of what you were learning.
Cybernetics.
Mechanic.
Oh, bollocks.
Pilot small.
And you'll have another one that will have resolved.
Yeah, that is quite a
So do we get it at zero or one? I can't remember.
So if you don't have it, you go to zero. If you do have it, you go at zero, you go to one. Okay. If you want to take it up one, then if you want to take it above one, then you will need two or more improvement opportunities to do that.
Okay, so...
Oh, I've got training comms written at the top.
What if it's a sub-skill, Roger? Like, this is a branch of science.
Sub-skills are learned independently of each other. There are no defaults.
Okay, so cybernetics zero.
Well, if you already... you have a science at one or above already, yes?
I've got a science at two.
Yeah, so you already have it at zero. So if you put a point into it, you'll have it at one.
That's why I've got xenology at one, then. Okay. I
found my note. It looks like I've written training comms, so I apologise because I was looking for this rather than listening. What am I doing with that?
Right, what level of electronic comms do you have now?
I currently have one, I think. Yes.
Okay, if you want to get that up to two, you will need to put two improvement opportunities into it, which could be this one and the next one you're about to get.
That's what I'm doing with pilot.
Communications, though, is it worth it? Why did I put training comms down? Was it a lack of a kneecap skill?
Possibly.
I think probably it might be we want comms to be slightly higher.
This, of course, is where you want GURPS-type hyper-specialisation.
Yeah, go on then. I'll
do that. Anatomy, human, kneecaps.
I'll do that then. I shall... So, does that mean that it would then go up next time?
No, if you're putting the one you were working on and the next one that you're about to get as well into it together, then it can go from one to two right now.
Right, okay.
I know, I'm getting a separate one, but I'm going to look at those skill lists again. Am I right in thinking you can't train in jack of all trades, can you?
Correct.
No. Correct.
No, that's...
Well, I've discovered I can't edit this PDF.
Oh, why?
Given what I've just been doing for Cthulhu Eternal and bragging about to Shim, I am planning to do a character sheet editing thing for this.
I've got an editable character sheet.
Yes, I've got an editable character sheet. That's fine. However, I'm opening it in Sumatra, which doesn't appear to let you edit it.
And it is, in general, just a bit on the rubbish side. The other group have felt this way too. The character sheet.
I think I got so annoyed with Adobe that I may have deleted it when I needed some space.
Very wise.
Mm.
Yeah, but that was the only thing I could edit it in, so... I wonder if the Vivaldi Online editor will do it.
Do you have Chromium available?
Chromium?
Yeah, the web browser. Because that will do it.
Vivaldi's based on that. Ah, okay. So I should.
You just open it up and then change things and then say save with changes.
Right, so let's open with Vivaldi.
So Fontology, that's sentient beings, isn't it?
Yes.
Psychology, that might be handy.
No, it really wouldn't.
Oh, I don't know. Can you imagine how long that would have taken if we've been using psychology on it? I think it's an inscrutable alien life form, but let me use psychology, because that'll be helpful.
I've got cybernetic. I've got xenology. Didn't get a single roll on it. Linguistics, that would be handy.
I'm desperately searching for a save function here.
Economics. I'm really going for the ones that are never going to come up in the entire...
Yeah. I found the one that rotates it anti-clockwise. Where's the... download, that's why it's... changes. There we go.
What electronic skills do we have across the group? I've got comms. I know someone else has got comms.
I've got remote sensors.
I've got comms and sensors.
Sorry, remote ops, I do apologise.
Has anyone got electronics computers?
I don't think you did.
Yes, one.
Okay.
Oh, one has. There's no need to be so formal.
In that case, we got one of each. Diplomacy? That might be worth it. So I've got it at nothing. So it would come as... Well, I haven't got it at all, so it'd be zero.
I've got diplomat one.
So okay. if you don't have the skill at all, it's effectively a -3.
Well, -2 for me, because I have Jack of all trades, one. Mm. But still, it's quite
bearing
an
in mind
improvement
that because I was a colonel, I was taught diplomacy. I've got a
colonel? I thought you were a nut. Sorry.
Easy mistake to make. Did you have science botany?
I'm just going to remind you all.
Botany isn't on one of these, actually.
I suggested the airlock for him, but you all said no.
I can sophontology, but I can't get botany.
Sophontology?
Unfortunately, we'd actually have to sort of remove his head prior to actually giving him to the to the end of the message.
Don't promise me a good time. And
how did I become the Arthur Dent of this?
You could always wipe any information storage in his head before you handed him over.
I might go linguistics.
The answer, by the way, is biology will cover botany.
Oh, I've got that specialised.
But not Virginia botany. That's very important.
Okay, biology, but sophontology is its own skill.
Yeah.
So, and planetology and astronomy are separate skills.
Yeah, planetology is about planets, astronomy is about stars. It's right there in the name, really.
Right, yeah. Clear in the name, isn't there? All right.
By the way...
another burn there, Nick.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
By the way, once again, I am in awe about a system that is designed for spacefaring and has three skills for piloting spacecraft and four for seafaring.
fair enough. And only one navigation. Isn't there an astro... skill.
Yeah, it's called astrogation.
It's not on here, it is.
It's under art and above athletics.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've already got that one, so never mind. I have got navigation as well.
Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if gun combat, slug thrower, if that's actually what it was?
He slimed me. Deception.
I've got that.
No. Oh, well, I've got it as well, actually, funnily enough.
I've got it at 10.
I believe you. Engineer. How are we doing for engineer skills? Have any of us got engineer skills?
No. I've got a lot of blanks there.
I've got it at 0, so.
I've got it at 0. Okay. I don't think we're going to skill up that quickly, are we? Still, engineer life support feels like a handy one to have.
Same goes for power, same goes for M drive, same goes for stutter warp.
Well, life support feels like the most critical of those.
Right to the point where you need
power to run your life support. Yeah.
Well, I know you've seen Silent Running, so you know when it gets all dark outside, life support alone is not going to save you.
He's the worst botanist. He hasn't got skilled botany, even though he's a botanist. Why are these plants all dying the further I get from the sun?
He's an engineer, isn't he? No, he's a botanist. Is he supposed to be?
He's supposed to be a gardener guy. Can't work out they need sunlight. Like a dick. Man, that film wound me up.
That film winds me up on many different levels anyway.
Not as much as Top Gun, I have to say.
It's a very, very, very long time since I've seen Silent Running. In fact, actually longer than Top Gun.
I liked it more than these guys did.
Well,
we're not going to be unbiased.
It's probably got the most, one of the most iconic endings of any film.
The ending's crap, unfortunately, but...
Well, with it pulling back, and it's just, I can't remember whether it's Huey, Dewey or Louie, but...
straight away, you've highlighted a bit of a problem with it.
I mean, that is not more iconic than the ending of Some Like It Hot. So,
or the ending of Dark Star.
Nobody's perfect.
Or even Dark Star, yeah.
Yeah.
Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah.
Well, quite a lot of films, actually, but it is...
Actually, quite a few people like A Good Laugh more than I do.
It just pans back and basically it's just this...
My wife, some of her friends.
Dumbass robots trying to work out how to water a plant. Anyway, sorry. I feel like I sound like a Hollywood film exec. I am going to go with psychology. Am I... Robotics. Cosmology. All right, Roger. Okay. Biology covers everything biological. Animal, vegetable, not mineral.
Mobile minerals.
But we've got astronomy, cosmology, and planetology.
Yeah, cosmology is larger phenomena like dust clouds, galaxies, that kind of thing. I think. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so, you know.
That's the sound of Nick's annoyance.
Somebody nearby has a large penis. Right, I will take cosmology.
No, I think you'll find has a large car and a small penis.
Yes, yeah, fair enough. Right, I'm taking cosmology.
I'm debating whether or not to put my mechanic to one, put my stealth to one. Put an engineering to one, put a flyer to one.
So, a slight correction. Cosmology, the study of the universe and its creation. Astronomy, the study of stars and celestial phenomena. Planetology, planet formation and evolution, which would overlap with geology.
Well, there's a clue in the name there, Roger.
Oh.
I'm just going by what they officially say.
Sick burn. All right, I'll go with cosmology. I'm hoping the other things will default to that.
So, as before, if you've got a science at one, everything else is all other sciences are available at zero. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to be the science guy. I've got physics, chemistry, biology, xenology, cybernetics, cosmology. I'm not that kind of doctor, but can I interest you in a bit of sophontology? No, I can't because I haven't trained in that.
But you've got the enthusiasm of somebody who's just learned about something and wants everyone to know about it now.
So, have you picked?
Yeah, cosmology.
You sure?
No.
Is that your final answer?
No, I'm not sure.
Is there a decision-making skill?
So no, I'm going to go with cosmology.
You've got those two improvements, and the last thing to do on this is decide what you're going to put the next one into.
Which is more useful, actually having a decent mechanic skill or having a decent stealth skill?
Well, we could always hire a decent mechanic.
Stealth.
Thing is, if you've got too high a stealth skill, when we need a mechanic, we won't know where to find you.
Yeah, that's true. And I will leave it in mechanic then as the carrying on with what I'm thinking about.
So
save. Keep going and save it in there.
Training, save. Then I think.
Yes, I want to save over the top.
Hmm. Maybe I should get a seafarer's skill.
Yeah.
Pirate catamaran or something useful. You know.
Be hearty.
Pirate catamaran.
I like that.
Yeah, they be faster than me frigate.
Frigates? Sorry.
Is the word pinus heading towards the conversation?
Yeah, I'm just currently thinking how to drop it in. Yeah. Quietly.
Several of us were trying to avoid it and others of us weren't. So
I was hoping to find a middle ground where, you know, I was obviously using it, but not desperately.
Not
in a needy marsh-like fashion, you know what I mean? Oh, damn.
You don't mean desperately.
You recognise it. I was hoping by not saying Nick, I would be able to slip that past
you.
Yeah,
well, so
something along the lines of, so you've got barnacles all over your penis, and, you know.
That is a bit apropos of nothing. Yeah. John knows how to handle his penis in a much more subtle fashion. Why is
I think Roger got a better reaction, don't you?
Mine was measurably a better joke.
You could actually hear a pin drop.
You could have done.
Or indeed. Carry on.
All right, okay. I've gone for linguistics as my next training skill.
I have carouse at zero. I didn't see the need to go any higher than that.
Training carouse.
I never feel it should be your main skill.
This is why my online workshop, onboard workshops are so fun because I got carouse one.
To be fair, my actual highest skill by a long way is leadership.
Oh, I'm going to go for persuade.
Is there there's no teaching
Talk
skill,
me
is
into
there?
It.
You're right.
I might go for power engineer.
It's probably not a bad show.
Pink power engineer or yellow power engineer?
I'm a pilot.
Or...
Yeah, you know.
I was wondering about an engineer.
Multicoloured.
I think somebody ought to put some points into diplomat after the recent debacle with the...
I have diplomat.
You've got a point in diplomat. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
And you haven't, I'm guessing.
No, I haven't.
Which is why, Doctor, we generally follow what I say. And not what you said.
No,
and the fact that you're the most heavily armed member of the party.
I refer to your previous statement, I have a combat shotgun. I could tell you how it worked. No, I don't have science gunsmith or whatever. That would be engineer, I guess.
Well, you put things into this end and the pain comes out of that end.
Right. I guess we don't plug the USB drive into anything. We sync it in space juice or whatever they said it was.
Spots the person who hasn't done hobby electronics. Okay, so onward.
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 Onward, in fact, to Mission Elapsed Day 231.
Oh.
And one of the things that we desperately do is we do a full thing of the ship to make sure that, yes, we know that we've got this thing now with a... With the software in there. Let's just make sure that we haven't got any other invited guests.
Can we record, like, an energy signature of the thing when it was talking to us? I realise I'm saying this sometime after the fact. And then can we see if there's any...
You lot are part of a crew of expert scientists and spacefarers, some of the best Earth has to offer. I know it's hard to remember sometimes.
Jesus.
The recorders were running.
So can we, what I'd like to see, what we should be doing is monitoring for anything that in any way matches or is the inverse of that signal in some kind.
I do love your hindsight skill.
Yeah. Esprit de Scalier.
Hindsight, that's
10.
Completely useless. Yes, I see that now.
Well, you see, that was well timed. That was sharp.
Yeah, it's not really original, though, to somebody else's joke.
But do you know that occasionally there's a good time to wheel out somebody else's old stuff?
I feel like there's an insult on it as well.
So, the flotilla is passing through a slightly unusual area of space. It looks as if there was a well, somebody with cosmology will certainly be able to say. There was a supernova explosion several million years ago, and you're now passing through a diffuse nebula. That doesn't affect your travel particularly.
Can I roll it at least?
If you like. You don't get ticks.
Do you have to roll high or low? I can't remember.
High. Very, very high.
Never mind then.
And while you're stopping to replenish supplies at a red dwarf, there's something in a distant orbit which is remarkably high albedo for a system like this.
That's shiny. But space talk for shiny.
I think we all got that.
Okay. He might mean the furry comic.
and role play game. That too.
No.
How fast is it travelling?
It's quite a good game.
It is in a orbit.
A stable orbit?
Reasonably. I mean, it's sufficiently far out that most orbits are stable unless they're very elliptical.
Okay. Okay. Well, high albedo as in possibly manufactured?
Well, shiny, so it might be ice, might be metal. That kind of thing.
Can we do a spectroscopy thing on it?
Well, yes, and what you're seeing is a reflection of the light from the star. So, okay. But what you can certainly do is send probes over. The probes say, okay.
It's a very thoughtful probe.
Now.
It's about...
Let's have a look here.
I want, now that's made me wish for an Alan Bennett probe. That's what I would like.
Oh, good God.
I was just heading over to
That's
tea.
Beyond harassment.
No, I don't wish to probe Alan Bennett. Let me clarify. I'd like a probe
just make a
that
note
has
of the time
the personality.
There,
so obviously, if you were invited,
be a different matter.
I'm going to leave it there.
Oh, God.
I wonder if I can get hold of his email address. So, probe then...
Yes, well, what you've got definitely appears to be metallic. It's about 20 times as long as it is wide.
Oh, it's like that thing that came through solar system not so long ago, isn't it?
What?
The thingy object that is alleged not to be able to exist in nature and maybe in some way extraterrestrial.
They don't know. There was basically something that came in, slingshotted around the star and went out again.
But it was like moving too fast and was much shinier and longer and thinner than it.
This is what you get when you let journalists write science stories.
I mean, it is probably balls, but it's a bit like that.
No, this was long and thin.
Balls are the same height.
Oh, good point.
This definitely appears to be constructed.
What's... Do we recognise the style of manufacture?
No. If you think of possibly not the best analogy, but the classic fascist symbol with the bundles that are tied periodically down their length.
Fascies.
It's a bit like that.
Brilliant.
So there are about 10 sections what appear to be individual rods running lengthways round the perimeter of it.
And are there any apparent markings?
Between it, there are these rings that presumably bundle them together. No markings.
Is it moving beyond we would expect from gravitational forces?
No, it is not accelerating except as by virtue of the orbit it's in.
Any power signature on it?
Any heat? Yeah, I was going to say heat source or...
Can't really tell
I'm
yet.
I'm just going to have to pull my trousers up because it's getting a bit... Sorry.
Oh my God.
My God. Bailout. Bailout now.
I've had very itchy legs.
The screenshots will be available to patrons.
Yet another reason why your money is best spent elsewhere.
I didn't think people would react like that.
I didn't think for a moment you'd been sitting there with your ankles.
It could be worse. He could have
rubbing your shreddies on the seat.
Well, I mean, this is a hot day.
It could be worse. He could be on a commode, but that's about
it's a hot day. I'll put a pair of shorts on.
Yeah, I'm wearing a pair of shorts.
I'm wearing a pair of shorts. You know,
different pair of shorts.
We're not wearing the same.
That would be a considerable feat considering we're in different cities. Very large pair of shorts.
Yeah, tell me about 150 miles. What more do you want?
So, the probe is set to move in closer. Fair bit of damage.
evidence of damage.
Presumably
right,
damage.
This appears to be perhaps part of something, then, rather than a self-contained...
Possibly, yes, or... but it's several kilometres long, so...
So we can actually... We can see it now. We've, like, zoomed in and...
Yep, well, the probe has got closer.
And it's sending back info.
Do you want to spacewalk over there, Doctor?
Some of the cylinders are definitely bashed about a bit. You might say space debris.
Any electromagnetic signals coming from it at all?
There is some, but very little.
Just to check, is there any similarity between what we're seeing here and the thing with the worms?
Well, it's long and thin.
But the pattern of damage that we saw on that ship.
No, I mean, that was looking
like... That was
like,
an organic ship anyway, wasn't it?
It also looked like damage from fairly recognisable space combat weapons, whereas this looks much more like collisions.
Are they in random spots over it, or is it one big...
What is random?
Does it look like it's been hit by lots of little things, or one big thing? Okay.
Also, as the probe moves around, it looks as if one end of it, at least, is open.
Oh.
Suit up, Doctor.
Maybe it's that thing like in... Oh, what is it? Great Bears Aeon, where they go in and it goes on forever. Like this episode. So there's nothing flaring. There's no communication signals coming from it.
And correct. There might be a bit of electrical power.
Did you say it was slightly warmer than ambient or not?
Not really.
No. Okay.
I'll be outside anyway.
And it's reflective. Doesn't necessarily show sort of tarnishing or build up of anything. It doesn't seem.
Golden barnacles, now that you mention it.
Good callback.
No, well, that's good. I think we're going to have to board it, aren't we? How big is it, sorry?
About 10
kilometres long.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think we probably need to get on it.
Remind me how big our ships are in comparison to this. Are they sort of roughly of the similar real?
This is much bigger.
Hang on, I remember a Star Trek episode or something like this, and it wasn't good. I don't think we should fly in it. Although our ace pilot could fly us over in one of our little shuttle things.
Little expendable shuttles.
Yes.
Little expendable pilots.
Or we should probably send a probe inside first if it can get in, because...
I mean, my thoughts at the moment is I would be quite keen on getting a full, reasonably detailed mapping of the outside.
So just for reference, Bayern is the biggest ship of the flotilla, and that is 233 metres long.
Oh, so not much in it then.
Yeah, so you could fly inside this thing with the entire flotilla.
But we're not going to.
Yeah. Spoil sport.
The entire fleet accidentally swallowed by a small dog. No, I think we send the probe that's out there if we can, or send another probe into it and see what happens and what it can find.
Yep.
I mean, going in blind, I think, is crazy.
Well, no, definitely don't want to do that. I mean, like I say, I would like an actual reasonable, before we go to the point, to the bit where it seems open. Let's get a map of everything else. Let's see if there are any obvious ways in elsewhere.
Sure. Of course, Nick's away from his seat at the moment, so when he comes back, we could actually just act as if we're in the middle of a terrible firefight in the thing with some aliens.
I endorse this entirely.
I haven't got any more ammunition. What are you going to use?
Harsh language.
There does seem to be another wave on the way.
Do you have explosives, Radish? I seem to remember you being quite...
Wait, why are we suddenly talking weapony?
Bit busy. Well, what about the... what do you call them? The turrets? I mean, have they completely run out?
They're on the Fritz, aren't they?
Hang on, I know the Bayern. Which one's the Fritz?
Why are we... Have we been attacked?
Well, we went over... We haven't been attacked, exactly. We went over there and then got ambushed.
Don't you remember? You better listen back to the recording.
I'm sorry, Nicholas. We love you, really.
We're causing trouble.
And we might have poked you one time too many tonight, and you are starting to look a little bit fed up with it all. Bless you.
Genuinely thought we was in trouble. Then.
Things you can learn without risk to life or limb by sending the probe into places. The rings appear to be the access points. There are things that might plausibly be hatchways or airlock openings. There are other spaces where the damage is occurring that could well be could let you gain entry there. Looking down the inside,
I think he's attempting re-entry.
There is the inside surface is. It's not just the tubes on the inside. It's some stuff has been built across between them, but most of the internal space is empty.
But it doesn't appear to be anything like a sort of fuel funnel. It doesn't look as if it sort of draws stuff in.
Well, that's a good question, because it is hollow all the way along. And there are some effing huge magnetic coils. Well, presumably they're for being magnetic coils.
What, ramjet?
Fairly substantial fuel tanks as well.
I think if we're going to go in, we should go in from the outside and see if we can get in on the ring rather than going in through what could well be
the
equivalent of a jet engine, you know, and we would be the equivalent of seagulls. So I don't think we should go in that way.
Is it now? Smooth? Both there's a word for what's left after a burn when it bird when it comes through a jet engine. I think it's
pate.
Huge.
Seagull pate. Oh God, can you imagine?
So, both in and out of character, I do not have the expertise here, but the word railgun is...
That
so you're sort of inching towards my mind.
You're thinking instead of it being sort of a vessel...
Suck it in, it's a suck it out.
Well, that's I mean, the great thing about a sort
of
vessel.
So then there is no other way of means of propulsion. It would be a funny...
Well, it's got fuel tanks, so they could be connected to something at the back. It may not need much in the way of propulsion.
Yeah, maybe it's like a
The
a
reason
turret.
It's out here could well be, you know, an accident. Or
do any of you have engineer M drive?
I believe we've established that.
Well, I've
got engineer zero.
I've got it at zero, so let's have a go.
I've got jack of all
what
trades.
What would the stat be? Never mind then. Oh, I rolled 10 as well, plus whatever my stat is.
You have certain. It's probably int based.
10 then.
Oh, right, you've got away from a little int problem. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so.
You could have given up half your brain then, you selfish bugger.
So, bottled ramjets. 20th century idea largely didn't work, basically because there isn't enough hydrogen in the interstellar medium.
Yes.
Also, there is this braking problem, as in you have to accelerate the hydrogen up from rest into your engine and then spit it out even faster. But a region like this with thicker interstellar medium might make it possible. One of the things with that is that below a certain speed, you need to burn more fuel than you're taking on, and that speed is quite high, so you would need fuel tanks.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't need to take on fuel net.
So that means it's unlikely to be a weapon.
I mean, you could put a 300-meter ball bearing in the throat and reverse the magnets and go patwing.
Okay. Yes, it could be used as a weapon, but it's probably
basically
not.
It depends which way you point. It's literally which way you point.
Could we have some of our top men working on the on what the probe saw on the rings to see if we can work out? Are we dealing likely with humanoids or whatever from the sort of access points and that kind of thing? Can we...
And just the size of it.
Surmise anything. Yeah, if the access point appears to be for a humanoid but they're 3 metres tall, you know, that obviously we should know. We should know about that.
No, if anything, it's the other way around. I mean, you could get through them even in your environment suits and so on. But
they're actually a bit smaller than we do.
But they are certainly smaller than the hatches that humans build.
It is. It's Space Hobbits. I knew it. FYI, it's Snarge, not Snooge, the remains Snarge. Of a bird that's been through it.
Got about sort of 75% typical human scale, so it would be you would expect
right.
If it's built like that on the inside, you expect it to be cramped but navigable. Mm.
So it's Space a bit Hobbits. More like a sort of a maintenance access tunnels, that kind of thing, rather than something the public would go through potentially.
That depends on the size of the public.
I mean, I'm talking about human-like, you know.
Yeah.
I can't see anything bad
happening in the minimum size.
Squeezing into a small ventilation shaft on an unknown alien vest.
It would be more like a Star Trek ventilation shaft with you know, convenient empty space and lighting and so on.
Was that a Freudian slip there?
rather than a real-world ventilation shaft.
Yeah. Which strangely are not designed to actually hold people.
When I was house hunting,
it's a very good way to land in the room underneath you. Actually, is try crawling along one of those.
Elliot wanted a house with basically a ventilation duct that he could crawl through. I don't know quite what had given him that idea.
But Die Hard.
He hasn't seen Die Hard. We have watched Aliens, which he very much, and we started watching Alien Romulus, which is quite good, except it digitally resurrects Ian Holm, and I find that ethically uncomfortable.
Yes. I mean, it's a step above actually resurrecting it, you know.
No, there is an important difference between resurrecting and simply causing him to be present on set.
Yes, certainly one in... smell.
Can't keep you long, Mr. Holm, because it's quite a warm day.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we should head over then.
Yeah. Should we get a security detail to go and check it out? So that'll be the captain, the first officer,
chief science officer. Oh, that's me.
And the only medic.
I suspect the captain has a sign in her office saying "Not stupid, not expendable, not going."
I feel like we're the away team. I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, we're not really engineering enough, are we? You'd think the away team could do with being a bit science-heavy and engineering-heavy.
I am science-heavy. I've got 6 sciences up the wazoo, and I've got any other science thing, I'm 0.
Well, the rest of us sound superfluous, then. Go on, your own.
Yeah. Well, no.
All right, go on. I guess we're going to be flown over rather than just kicked out the airlock, so...
Yeah, basically the same sort of idea as before. So Entdecker will go reasonably close and then you suit up and EVA bug takes you over.
Yeah.
Right. Suit up, kids.
Yeah, the thing you've got to remember is the EVA bug is basically a maintenance bot with a pole. And we all hold on to the pole. And that's
as
how
long
we
as
go
he doesn't
across.
Lose his grip.
Yeah.
Well, you see, it's have safety lines and things.
Mm. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Done this 1,000 times, probably.
I can't remember how many times after the last one, but...
I can't remember whether my combat armour has actually got built-in jets. I can't
remember. Any spacesuit is likely to have at least basic manoeuvring jets.
Yeah.
And if all else fails, I've got a slug thrower, so I could start...
Well, yeah.
Shooting wildly into throwing
mollusks at it.
Yeah, so step one is work out where your centre of gravity is and...
you know, just breathe. Right, I'll also scan it on the way over with my bionic eye.
Mm-hmm.
Telescopic vision, thermal imaging, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I say that kind of thing. Those are the only two things it does. Yeah, that's all it regular does. Vision.
So, yeah. Very little infrared. It's basically just enough about enough above ambient that it's probably just what little heat it gets from the star.
Oh, okay. One thing I would have liked for the probe originally mm-hmm. is at the point where we found an airlock.
Yeah.
Is there any writing or any drawings or anything? Go through all the way from. Well, pretty much any light that we can do all the way down to sort of low, long infrared mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Okay, so even in this relatively undamaged section, there has clearly been a lot of small impact.
Yeah.
You know, dust, grit, that kind of thing. However, there are some curvy shapes which are plausibly writing.
Do we have a rough idea of what, part of the spectrum they'd be seen in, or are they, or well, is it just shape now?
A lot of what paint there was, if paint there was, has been sandblasted off. What you've got here is the surviving engraving.
Cool. Okay. Mason, that's one thing that we probably could do with just checking when we get there.
Right.
Is when we get inside, is there mm. any writing and what? Get a rough idea of what sort of star that these guys came from and so on.
I'll be taking my imager with me and recording what we can.
Yeah, we've got the, folks to work on decoding it.
And obviously, you know, again, speaking of Huey, Dewey and Louie, I will have a reasonably large supply of my drones with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably got the ship's auto vac to make me a few more. Because
yeah, this is one of the advantages of a mission like this. You can just do that.
Yeah.
We're just going to be happy. We've got some language samples for him.
Is George going to come with us?
No. I'm studying linguistics now. George is now superfluous.
No, he's not. which is why George is safely back on board the ship, because he's the most important member. He's one of the most important members of the crew. Anybody who can put their mind into an alien in a flight form to actually be able to do xenolinguistics.
Under high pressure situation as well.
Yeah. Did he get shot?
Shot at?
He was cool under fire, was George.
He was, yeah, as opposed to a certain other doctor.
He's cool, is George.
Yeah. No, he did very well.
Mm.
No explosives or anything.
Mm. I'll just point out he has science linguistics 3 in case you have something you want to aim for.
All right. How's his cosmology?
Aim for, not aim at. Yeah.
Good enough for a communications officer.
Oh, dear. See ya.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So record anything we spot that looks like it might be symbology.
Yeah.
And obviously, once again, we leave the maintenance pod far enough away that we can use it for a direct line of sight back to the ship, etc. Leave a drone on the outside, put a drone on the inside.
It is an airlock. It cycles automatically, though quite slowly by your standards, and it's taking 20 seconds to open the outer hatch when you get close to it. But presumably you cautiously move inside. This doesn't seem to be blocking off radio transmission the way the way that other ship was.
No. Okay, that's fine. Well, that helps.
It is basically metal, but it's pretty thin metal.
Cool. Okay. Definitely want to leave one on the outside anyway, and then this might mean that we actually leave fewer as a breadcrumb trail.
Internal lighting comes on as you get into the lock and then into the corridor inside it.
What kind of lighting?
Quite dim red.
Okay.
Can see by it.
That would be kind of like an emergency light for standards.
Yeah, that's probably the association you'd make.
Low power. Yeah.
But maybe that is just the kind of star and their spectral.
That's a possibility. But also under the circumstances, you would expect it to be using the lowest power possible.
That's also a fair point.
Mm. Your suits light up with a do not open helmet. The atmosphere is a methane nitrogen mix. It's pretty cold in here as well. It's just barely warm enough
to keep.
My lighter
to see if I can see anything.
Methane nitrogen, not methane oxygen.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
it smells a bit though, or it would. I'm not smelling it. I'm not sniffing.
Methane is odorless. Yeah. It's all the other stuff.
Cows aren't odourless, I'll give you that.
Just barely warm enough to keep the atmosphere gaseous.
Yeah, I'll just check my thermal imaging, Radish, and I will let you know if there are any cows in here, okay?
Thank you.
Will you sleep soundly there?
And, it looks as if it's designed for spin gravity. There is an obvious flaw on the outer rim of this disc. It is basically a large circumferential corridor in layout.
Okay.
And can it? Are there any sort of obvious ways it connects to the other?
Yes, that was what I was going to say next. Not only are there some, there are occasional, as in, there might be four or five of them round the entire length of the thing if they're distributed evenly. Hatches in the ceiling and ladders nearby.
Right.
But for every cylinder, and what are we on about? 30 cylinders round the circumference of the thing. So you've come in effectively through a hatch in the floor. The corridor leads in two directions, which are the two round the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Along the walls, corresponding, you would think, with the individual cylinders, there is a large hatch that leads into each one.
Right. So, just immediately thinking, that would suggest that possibly if this is a ship, we're more likely to find things like living quarters and facilities for crew in those tubes, effectively.
Seems likely.
Yes. Yeah.
Assuming that the whole thing is rotating around the central spindle, yes.
But I'm just thinking, because they're larger, that would perhaps suggest that this is kind of effectively an access or maintenance area. It's not the main thing. So do we go into the tube, do you think?
I feel like that's the next obvious step. Well,
obviously, that's taking us further away, and I would almost guarantee it's going to block out any transmissions we can.
Well, no, because I'm leaving drones. So basically, what I'm doing is we still have full radio back to the ship, because what I'm doing is every couple of hundred yards or whatever, I'm dropping a drone.
Got you as bad as Elon Musk, you are. I talk Starlink in here.
Well.
Only without the atmospheric pollution.
Yeah. If this is a... What diameter is the...
I haven't done run the numbers on this, but basically... big enough for you to get around in quite comfortably, so... Probably quite cavernous if the hatch sizes are anything to go by.
Hmm. And the hatches into the tubes are a lot bigger.
They're about the same size as the outer hatch.
Based on the... So this would be a question I'd be asking Dr. Radish. So based on the height of the hatch, So with a roughly, because I can't remember how much, because we have to, as humans, you think or you can get away with a spin centrifuge of quite small, but you actually need a bloody great big one. Because you can't have much of a difference between your head and your feet. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm thinking we could work out roughly A, what size they are, and B, get a rough idea of what gravity level that they
were. That feels like too many unknowns to me.
You would really need to posit a rotation rate. And from that, then yes.
Yeah,
you need one or the other at least to work out. But
your GM has not done the calculations, so I will for next week.
No. I mean, it is basically a let's start thinking about it now.
Yeah, sure.
Because at that point, then you know, I'll be dealing with very small things our height, things taller, you know, whatever.
Well, they can't be that much taller than us.
And also. You know, because if we suddenly find that the rotation speed is something like about, you know, Jesus, how much? You know,
33 and a third RPM.
They're from
a neutron star, and they like their high gravity.
Are they a high gravity race?
Yeah, let's not turn on the gravity.
Well, what you've seen of the metallic structure suggests that it's not extreme gravity, at least.
No.
Go on.
Again, that's one of the things I'll be asking Radish, you know, what's the maximum it could be? Presumably minima would be sort of micrograv anyway, so.
Before it would turn us into whatever it was you called that stuff that comes out the back of a jet engine.
My problem here is that the GM hasn't calculated. Let's call it quantum uncertainty. Makes it a challenging calculation.
Well, no. The whole point is that I'm asking you to start thinking about it. As we start filling in more blanks, you can start getting a rougher idea of.
Yeah.
Are we talking about little people, or are we talking
currently
about
the crew exists in both a pureed and a non-pureed state.
And if you assume something like a human level of neurology and differential acceleration tolerance, then you could start making assumptions about spin rate and gravity.
I think that's
and things.
Probably the best place to start. Ian.
Yeah.
Which is not wildly off human, slightly smaller than human, judging by the hatches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A spin, not a fast spin.
The now we're inside the electronic signals we were picking up. Are we able to pick them up more clearly?
Well, it's things like the power supply to the lights, the sensors that turned the lights on when you came in.
Yeah,
so kind of thing. Just basic, really low level stuff. Then nothing really actively.
Yeah. Again, there's
no. There isn't an active security system scanning or anything like that.
Or even just an active area around where there's more signals being.
Not obviously, as far as you can tell from where you are, at least.
Yeah. Okay. I think open one of the interior hatches and see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it. It takes a while to open. Inside is dark. Even by the standards of this ship, there's no illumination. There are some small pinpricks of light, but
thermal imaging.
Thermal imaging eats all at about the same temperature, which is friggin' cold.
Yeah, I've got thermal and low light on the armor.
Yeah, low light will help a bit. What you're getting there is. He's trying to resist the urge to call them eggs, because they're clearly not eggs, they're clearly technological.
Oh my god. Oh great, robot eggs, terrific.
It's a robot chicken!
Pods perhaps, or metre and a half tall.
Pods
a
isn't
metre
even
round.
Less charged is a sci-fi term, is it?
They have small lights which blink occasionally, perhaps status indicators.
Oh, generation ship.
I mean, I was thinking generation ship because of the small size. They could actually be a generation ship from Earth prior to our civilization.
Medieval generation.
Well, the thing is, if they then got somewhere and colonized and then advanced to the point they could do a generation ship, on the generation ship, the generations would get smaller. And then they could have built this to their current scale, and they're now heading. And if they do it enough, they'd be like little Smurfs. Pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, that's.
So two things strike you. One, the size of the hatch.
One is a laser pistol, Sean.
Well, the size of the hatch is clearly you could maneuver one of the pods through these with small but non-zero clearance.
Right.
Two. There are a lot of pods. They are in four rows, two on the left, two on the right, above and below. There is clearly a strip where you're meant to walk down the middle.
And there are just
pods and more pods and more pods and more pods all the way to, as far as you can see, the hatch at the other end.
Brilliant. So this is what? A Santaran warship?
A Hobbit warship. Space Hobbit warship.
Right. So, is there any way... No, don't jump up there, sweetheart. Is there any way, then, of determining what's in one of these pods without actually having to open it? Come on. You can do it.
How would you want to go about that?
I would want to ask a scientist.
Okay, so looking at the pods... What sort of energy levels are running through them?
They do appear to be taking in power and using it for something.
Are they colder than ambient? I mean, how's
not much, but as I say, it's pretty frigging cold in here.
Okay, like absolute zero cold?
No. There is still methane nitrogen.
Okay. Yeah. Should we try and open one of them? Are they all connected?
Not the internet. Don't stand on the internet.
I'm not good enough in electronics. There's no kind of fail-safe that if we open one, that'll open all of them.
Well, I wouldn't want to open one anyway without actually knowing what's the hell's in there.
Because you might kill whatever's in it.
Yeah, so let's try...
Or it might kill us.
Yeah,
let's try and avoid killing anything, Doctor, before we've actually made contact.
Good, you attended my ethics
lessons. Do other crews have this thing where they have to stop the doctor from murdering all the time? Because this seems a little backwards.
Well, actually,
I haven't murdered anyone.
Actually, funnily enough, on our for our Sunday game, the doctor is also a raving psycho.
Yes, that's true.
And it's actually isn't played by Nick. Actually, you'd be pleased to
and
know.
And I refer you to my learner colleague. It's not murder if a doctor does it.
So
call it about minus 150 centigrade. You get to minus 160, the methane will start condensing.
Okay.
What about
actually from my beautiful partner when I said it's not murder if a doctor?
She been there all the time that you're sitting with your trousers around your ankles, and she hasn't thought
Let's
to mention.
Let's move
to
on.
You.
So, okay. Got an idea of temperature. Got an idea of.
Oh dear me!
Ambient
pair of you. A pair of you. Just get your minds out of the gutter. Come on.
Can we get a broad sense of the composition of these eggs? You know, elements and such like.
Metallic.
Okay. Metallic. What kind of? Okay.
So I think the egg bit is purely a. You know, it's a functional shape. They're not likely to be eggs.
I'm thinking more about technology.
Probably.
Yeah, so this is perhaps a case of, are we dealing with, you know, an adult crew? Is it a load of biological samples, potentially? Can we scan through the metal in some way?
Really? Well, we're likely to deal with an oviparous species. If they feel comfort within eggs, then they're probably, you know, that feels like a comforting...
Roger, my brain has just gone into think. 2300, does that have the concept of... hibernation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You have it aboard by Bayern. Most of the crew are, most of the scientists are spending the interstellar passages hibernating rather than taking up resources.
Doing any work.
And I still get paid.
Yeah. An awful lot of money. This is, I mean, you know, you could get woken up once and then come back and...
Ah, yeah, but the real money's in the book deal.
Yeah,
and,
so...
And then you can't fire them because they've got tenure.
Yeah. So, but it occurs to me that these... So could these be hibernation chambers? Very simple.
I mean, the only real constraint there is it seems reasonably sealed and it could hold a being. So on that basis, yeah, sure.
No, that seems the likely solution.
Right, they do have handles on them.
So I think we should check if we can find...
Handles in what? What, to pick them up off the ground or to...
Yeah, basically, you would evaluate it to move the things around.
Okay, so how would... But they're robots. Connected to power.
Yes.
I'm wondering if we should ignore these for now.
Okay.
And look for clues as to what the purpose of this vessel might be. Because if we find, for example, multiple armories, all with identical weapons in them, in quantities matching the numbers of eggs, then I think we've got a potentially... warlike race, and that this could in fact either be or have been some sort of mission. You know, maybe it's gone on longer than it was supposed to because it got knocked out of its direction or whatever. Alternatively, this could be like the equivalent of a generation ship or a seed ship to try and take a dying race out into the universe. We're meeting a lot of those, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Maybe we should introduce this to that other thing.
It occurs to me, I wonder if this was the intended destination, because if it's a generation ship, you'd think it's probably aimed to land somewhere.
Are any planets
rather than enter a stable orbit around a star and stay there.
Well, the same if it was, for example, a military mission or something like that. You would... it could be parked. It could be a race that has, you know, this is a resource that is parked, waiting to be activated.
Reserves of some kind.
Other features of the system, there are a few asteroid belts, but no actual planets.
But maybe there was.
Yeah, any...
We don't know how long this has been here, do we?
Any unusual compass, like any sign of previous civilization or debris that isn't...
Actually, I've got an even better question. Looking at the asteroid belts, do they look like they've been mined and there's almost no metals left?
Ah, that is a good question.
What, Dyson sphere?
No. Bear in mind who we've just been talking to.
Just the way I'm sitting.
Oh, damn.
The ratio of asteroids is within the standard ratios that you've observed in the various systems you've passed through.
Yeah, so in other words, we don't think it's basically where our good friends Messenger and et al.
I mean, that said, you would need to do a lot of mining to change that ratio significantly.
Mm. They would.
And
do.
If it was trying to get a whole load of resources and so on, wouldn't it have done something with this thing?
It's quite a long way out from where any of the asteroid belts are.
Okay. All right, well, let's assume it's not as a result of that. That's because we've got an awful lot of potential threads here. And see if we can find a bit more.
It feels like it's come here rather than was generated.
Yeah, have a look around. You know, maybe there's a huge, you know, a chamber full of lots of stuffed animals and little photographs saying, you know, love from mum and dad. And this is actually a nursery of the children preserved, Superman-like, from their planet or whatever,
all,
you know?
From Krypton.
Yeah, maybe they're all from Krypton.
Haven't we got, like, there's 5 minutes left. Can't we wildly speculate without any evidence for another 5 minutes?
Almost certain.
Okay.
I think isn't that our general reason d'etre anyway?
Oh, yeah, true. I don't like raisins.
Lean in very close to one of the eggs and tap it.
Okay.
I mean, it worked for John.
Good luck, John. You're telling us.
I'm just suggesting that somebody does that because, you know, it worked for John.
We've all seen aliens.
And they found out what was in there.
Looking up close, though, you could definitely see a seam It's not open.
But it doesn't
anything,
have anything convenient like a window.
No.
That I can just wipe the frost off and then realise I can't move my hand anymore.
That was actually an eye. Yeah. Do they have any visible means of interaction? You know, anything that might be a control interface?
Yeah, some of the patches next to the blinky lights might well be controls.
How are they connected to? How are they connected to anything else? Is it like they've got like an umbilical cord going from?
It's not obvious. You would assume that it's where the thing is snugged up against the wall.
This whole thing could be
horrifying thought.
Just like a computer made of, you know, this could be the Matrix.
Yeah,
I was just thinking.
They're having a better time than us.
Okay, we've got loads and loads of extremely cold things.
Yes.
Is this a horrifying cryptocurrency mining rig?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's far more professionally constructed than that.
Wow. That's thrown me quite a way off course.
My work here is
well,
done.
On that note, shall we leave it for the week?
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, Roger.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roger.
Jim,
can I say the YSDC Games Day Compendium? Why do we all look so old now when we all look young in the pictures?
Magic.
Okay.
The camera stole your soul.
Oh, okay.
If any. Good.
Thank you.
And on that slightly less upbeat note than I expected, I was expecting you to say something like, "Shim, that book's fantastic. What an amazing piece of work.
Hey, this really
thank
good.
You for all your efforts on there."
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Why does Nick welcome. Look so old in all the pictures?
You look at yourself, John.
I believe me.
Well, yeah, I mean, most
bloody
of us
Paul
look
puts
old.
It on the site with a top-down picture of my bald spot. Great, thanks very much.
Anyway, see you next week.
Thank you all.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.